Republican state senators have heard several bills that would expand the rights of people to carry guns and other weapons in the state. It's Tuesday, January 16th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a bipartisan bill would eliminate criminal penalties for people caught with a certain amount of marijuana. And University of Wisconsin researchers tracked what dogs like to watch on TV. Rob Mentzer will have more on that story. Stay with us.
Being up to date on the news matters to you. That's where Wisconsin Today comes in. These 10 minutes of the biggest stories from around the state, they're possible thanks to community support. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
State lawmakers heard testimony last week on several Republican bills that would expand the rights of Wisconsinites to carry guns and other weapons. One proposal would get rid of restrictions that require people to have a concealed carry permit when taking a taser or stun weapon out in public. Representative Shea Sortwell is a sponsor of the legislation. He says Wisconsin should make it easier for people to use less lethal ways of defending themselves.
If you're not comfortable with a firearm, it's probably not the best tool for you to have. But it's good to have more options, and that's what this bill does.
Under the bill, anyone prohibited from having a firearm in Wisconsin would still be banned from carrying stun guns or tasers. Another bill would allow people with concealed carry licenses to have guns in places of worship that are attached to private schools. Under current Wisconsin law, carrying a gun is generally banned within 1,000 feet of a school. Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers have introduced a proposed change to the state constitution that would bar ranked choice voting from Wisconsin elections. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, that push comes as many jurisdictions nationwide are considering this style of voting.
Instead of casting a ballot for one candidate, voters would rank many candidates. That essentially creates a series of runoff races. As low vote getters are eliminated, backup choices move up the ranks. Jason Sneed directs the Honest Elections Project, a Washington, D.C.-based organization. He argues that ranked choice is confusing and undermines trust in elections.
So at a time when people are saying they want clear outcomes, ranked choice voting is just turning elections into a black box.
Proponents of ranked choice say that it encourages candidates to appeal to people other than the most motivated and extreme primary voters. A separate bipartisan bill in the state legislature would introduce a version of ranked choice to just U.S. congressional races. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A bipartisan group of state lawmakers wants to eliminate criminal penalties for people who caught with less than a half ounce of marijuana. The plan would eliminate misdemeanor charges for anyone caught with a half ounce or less. Instead, those individuals would face a citation and a $100 fine. It would also eliminate felony charges for anyone caught a second time with an ounce or less. Democratic State Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez is one of the co-sponsors. While a Milwaukee County Board supervisor, Ortiz-Velez authored a local ordinance that reduced marijuana possession fines to $1. She says some local officials may not be happy with the state increasing fines.
But I'm also very realistic of the political environment that we live in and how far behind our state already is when it comes to this issue. We're one of the few states that hasn't done anything at all to create a process for people to have access to their medicine.
A Republican bill to legalize some forms of medical marijuana was introduced earlier this year. Winter could mean extra isolation for the elderly. Margaret Faust reports people in northern rural counties face additional challenges.
Less sunlight, more snow, and colder temperatures can make seniors homebound, cutting them off from social activities. Susan Richmond is the director at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Vilas County. She says her area can go days without sunlight.
People are more anxious and they're more crabby and they're less patient. But when the sun is shining, it seems to just pick people up a little bit more.
Data suggests social isolation and loneliness have been on the rise for decades. This can increase the risk of heart disease, strokes, and dementia. Social isolation has a cost equaling an estimated $6.7 billion in excess Medicare spending per year. Richmond says staying connected with loved ones can make a difference. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The City of La Crosse and La Crosse County have announced a new partnership to better coordinate efforts to address homelessness. The new plan aims to make homelessness, quote, rare and brief. Jason Witt is La Crosse County Human Services Director. He says the number of unsheltered individuals in La Crosse has almost doubled since before the COVID-19 pandemic, and that's despite increased federal funding for local efforts.
Once it gets to this level, making sure all resources are aligned kind of in the same direction is really beyond the capacity of any one organization.
He says the county and city plan to invest in new affordable housing options, as well as case management staff, to provide support for people who move into housing. The partnership will also publicly report data about the rates of homelessness in La Crosse and how well the programs are working. A newly published survey by University of Wisconsin researchers tracked what kinds of content dogs like to watch on TV. As Rob Mensah reports, it's part of a larger project to study eyesight loss.
The survey of more than 1,200 dog owners found that dogs' favorite thing to watch on TV is other dogs. The study also found that younger dogs and herding breeds are most likely to watch. Freya Mowat led the study. She's a veterinary ophthalmologist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She studies eyesight degeneration and hopes the data will help in the development of new vision tests. She also cautions dog owners that canines don't watch TV the way humans do.
They're not just passively sitting. The excitement and active responses were much more common than the laying on the couch, Netflix watching kind of reaction that we typically have.
Dogs also don't have much attention span, most watched for between 1 and 5 minutes. Rob Mensah, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Respiratory illnesses are on the rise in Wisconsin. That includes COVID-19, RSV, and influenza. Coming up, I'll be chatting with Tom Haupt from the Department of Health Services about which viruses are on the rise and how we can stay safe and healthy. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
We're now joined by Tom Haupt. He's the Influenza Surveillance Coordinator with the Department of Health Services. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. I appreciate it.
So right off the bat, according to the CDC and their levels that they monitor and post online, we're seeing high levels of respiratory illness activity in Wisconsin right now. What can you tell us about which respiratory illnesses are most prevalent here in the state right now?
Well, right now we have at least three respiratory viruses that are very prevalent. Obviously, it's COVID-19, respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, and influenza A are all circulating at very high rates at this particular time. This is very similar to what we had last year, where all three of them were circulating at high activity rates at the same time. Usually, they are one would precede the other, and we would not have all three going at the same time, but it is very high activity for all three of them.
Tom, we've been waiting for a while for things to get really cold here in Wisconsin for winter, and it seems like that's finally here. So are we seeing an increase in hospitalizations here in Wisconsin because of respiratory illnesses? And if not, do we expect to see more of an increase now that everyone's really going to be forced indoors because of this cold?
Right now, we're not seeing a significant increase in hospitalizations. We do know that the hospitals are becoming more full every day. We don't know for sure how the weather is going to be changing that. Right now, no one has had to go into any surge policies at the hospitals, nor have they been diverting patients. So we're hoping that continues on, but we continue to monitor that very closely over the next few days, because as you said, it could be that this is just the calm before the storm, and we could see an increase in hospitalizations for any of the three viruses.
There are also other parts of the country, according to the same website from the CDC, where they monitor where respiratory illnesses are spreading more rapidly, particularly in the Southeast and the Northeast. If people recently went to parts of this country to visit family over the holidays, are there any sort of precautions they should be taking right now?
Well, what we want people to realize is if they become sick, to take the precautions and to stay away from people who might be at high risk of influenza or COVID or RSV complications. And that would include pneumonia or hospitalizations. And unfortunately, we have had the deaths from RSV as well. They also have to keep in mind that COVID-19, that you can actually spread this at least a day before you become ill. That has to be taken into account if they're visiting people who are at high risk, for example, people who are in a nursing home, older populations, or if family members just recently had a newborn baby. You want to make sure that they stay away from them and take all the precautions to make sure that these very susceptible populations do not get sick, because they could wind up with some very severe complications.
As we talk about precautions that people can take, particularly for RSV, I know there's a vaccine out there that pregnant women can take. Speaking personally, I'm someone who has a pregnant wife, so I'm personally wondering, and I know there are some others out there wondering, is this something that protects both the mother and the child? How far along in their pregnancy should they get it? Can you give us a few details about that?
Absolutely. It's a Pfizer vaccine that's given to pregnant women between the 32nd and 36th and 6th days pregnancy. We want them to have the shot before they get into their 37th week of pregnancy and after their 32nd week of pregnancy. It's something that the mother or mother-to-be will be developing antibodies, which can be spread to the fetus and then protect the fetus for up to 6 months. And those first 6 months of life is when a child is most susceptible to RSV, especially those who may have any kind of underlying illnesses because of the pregnancy. And we strongly encourage this for any person who is pregnant or expected to be pregnant during those particular times, weeks 32 to 36.6, I'm sure to tell you.
Tom, as the influenza surveillance coordinator, is there anything else you think we should know about what's going on here in the state right now?
Our vaccination rates for influenza, RSV, and COVID boosters are low. We strongly encourage people to think about getting vaccinated. It's not too late to do that. The vaccine is in good supply. It's safe. We're really encouraging people to think about vaccinations as a main source of preventing illness and spreading illness to those people who may be at high risk of developing any complications.
Tom Haupt is the Influenza Surveillance Coordinator for the Department of Health Services here in Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us on WPR. We appreciate it.
And thank you, Alex.
And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, hit that subscribe button and we'll be right back in your podcast feed again every single weekday morning automatically. Until tomorrow, have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.